Nolte, domestic movie ticket sales have collapsed 46% since 2004. By John Nolte on January 9, 2025. In the year of our Lord 2024, only 817.9 million domestic movie tickets were sold. Back in 2019, 1.225 billion, with a B, tickets were sold. That's a 34% collapse in just 5 years. If you go back 20 years to 2004, ticket sales have dropped from 1.495 billion to 817.9 million, or an astonishing 46%. Naturally, Hollywood and its minions in the entertainment media will blame everything but a shitty product. Oh, it's the pandemic, that is now 4 years old. Oh, it's streaming, as though streaming wasn't around in 2020. Oh, it's racism and sexism and toxic fandom and everything but our shitty product. Riddle me this, Penske corrupt media monopoly and studio butt smoochers. If streaming is stealing movie theater customers, why did the average American cut their streaming costs by 23% last year? Let me guess, that's also the fault of the pandemic. No, it must have been the strikes. No, it must be that movie theaters are stealing streaming customers. Wait. I know what it is, streaming customers are stealing streaming customers. What else could it be? Because it surely isn't your shitty product, is it? If the dogs refuse the dog food, the problem can't possibly be the dog food. It's like I pointed out earlier this week. Movie theaters are like carnivals. Each theater is its own attraction. If you offer 10 attractions and 3 break attendance records while no one lines up for the other 7, the problem is not that people have stopped attending carnivals. The problem is that 7 of your attractions suck. The blowout success of Oppenheimer, Barbie, Inside Out 2, Top Gun, Maverick, Deadpool, and Wolverine, Moana 2, Sonic 3, Wicked, Dune, Super Mario Bros., John Wick, Sound of Freedom, and Avatar all prove that people still want to go to the carnival/movies if the attraction/movie is appealing. It's the same reason people are spending less on streaming. We all know why people cancel a streaming service, they decide it's not worth the money. This is not rocket science. Other than Amazon Prime for the free shipping, we subscribe to nothing. We pay zero for TV. If we watch any streaming, it's the plentitude of free streaming options on Tubi, YouTube, Freevee, Pluto, and dozens of others. There is so much free streaming TV out there you can hardly believe it. Spend $50 for a Roku player and you are all set. The titles above prove people still want to go to the movies. The popularity of Netflix proves people will still pay for streaming. People want what they have wanted since mankind first achieved self-awareness. Compelling, engrossing stories with complicated and relatable characters who overcome seemingly impossible odds and come out the other end a better person. Nobody wants your shitty DEI-driven, anti-human, grooming, preachy, anti-masculine, anti-individualism, smug, predictable nonsense. A guy in a dress isn't a hero. He's a weirdo. Duh. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.